想象一下这
Imagine
这样一个极其荒谬的场景啊。
What an incredibly absurd scene.
你被公认是16世纪最伟大的医学先驱之一。
You are widely recognized as one of the greatest medical pioneers of the 16th century.
你是全欧洲第一个发现血液是如何流经肺部的人。
You are the first person in all of Europe to discover how blood flows through the lungs. Well,
这在医学史上确实是个巨大的突破。
This is indeed a major breakthrough in medical history.
对吧
？Right.
然而就是这样一个天才
，However, this is a genius.
最后却在一个以怎么说呢？
Finally, it turned out to be how to say.
以宗教自由和改革闻名的城市里被活活烧死。
In a city of religious freedom and reform, a person was burned alive.
在火刑柱上。
On the pyre.
确实，这种反差感太强烈了。
Indeed, the contrast is too strong.
没错。
Okay.
所以今天我们要翻开的就是这样一份充满反差。
So today, we're going to open this document, which is full of contradictions.
甚至让人感到毛骨悚然的历史档案。
Even chilling historical records.
关于迈克尔·塞尔维特与约翰·加尔文的事件。
Regarding the Michael Servetus and John Calvin incident.
欢迎你加入我们今天的深度拆解。
Welcome to today's in-depth analysis.
很高兴能在这个话题里和你一起探讨。
I'm glad to be able to discuss this topic with you.
这真的是一个非常经典的案子。
This is really a very classic case.
500年来
,500 years.
只要人们一提到这件事
,as soon as people mention this,
脑海里立刻就会浮现一个极其怎么说呢
As soon as it comes to mind, I immediately think of something.
脸谱化的标签
Facial tags.
就是那种黑白分明的标签
That's the kind of black and white labeling.
对吧
Right.
对
Okay.
大家会觉得这就是一个面目可憎的宗教独裁者，残忍地谋杀了一位手无寸铁的伟大科学家。
Everyone will think that this is a cruel and ruthless dictator of a religion who murdered a helpless and great scientist.
这种叙事非常符合我们的直觉。
This narrative is very consistent with our intuition. Well,
也满足了我们给历史贴标签的那种心理需求吗
？It also satisfies our need to label history.
没错。
Right.
非常典型。
Very typical.
Okay, 让我们来理一理。
Okay, let's sort it out.
每次面对这种黑白分明的爽文叙事
，Whenever I encounter such a clear-cut, straightforward narrative,
我都觉得事情绝对没那么简单。
I think things are definitely not that simple.
肯定没有那么简单。
It's definitely not that simple.
是的
，Yes。
所以今天我们的任务就是要为你彻底撕下这层包裹了500年的刻板标签。
So today our task is to completely tear off the stereotypes that have been attached to it for 500 years。
我们要带你潜入16世纪的日内瓦，去看看这场经常被误读为科学与愚昧之争的案件到。
We want to take you on a journey into Geneva in the 16th century to see this case, which is often misunderstood as a conflict between science and ignorance.
到底是怎么一回事
What's going on?
这个切入点非常好。
This is a great entry point.
你会发现这其实是一场触碰了整个时代生存底线的决斗。
You will find that this is actually a duel that has touched the bottom line of the survival of an entire era.
甚至它是一场被精密的政治博弈。
Even if it's a finely crafted political game.
彻底掩盖的连环局。
要拨开这层迷雾。
The investigative team will uncover the truth behind the cover-up.
我们首先得搞清楚，在当时的社会语境下。
First, we need to clarify the social context at that time.
一个人究竟做了什么
？What a person did.
才会被视为必须从肉体上抹除的威胁。
Only then would it be considered a threat that must be eliminated physically.
等等，在我们一头扎进那些复杂的政治斗争之前
，Before we get bogged down in those complex political struggles,
我得先停一下。
I need to take a moment to catch my breath.
刚才提到塞尔维特是一位发现了心脏血液。
Just mentioned that Severin discovered the blood in the heart.
肺循环的现代医学先驱。
The modern pioneer of pulmonary circulation.
对于大部分现代人
For most modern people.
包括我自己第一反应
Including my first reaction.
您肯定是
这不就是另一个伽利略的故事吗
Is this another story about Galileo?
对啊
Right.
这听起来太像了一个聪明的科学家
This sounds like a very smart scientist.
因为他的人体解剖学
Because of his anatomy,
发现触怒了保守的教会
angered the conservative church,
所以被送上了火刑柱
So he was led to the pyre.
这听起来非常符合常理啊
This sounds very reasonable.
说实话
Honestly,
当我第一次翻阅这些原始史料时
When I first reviewed these original documents,
我也带有完全相同的预设
I also have the exact same assumptions.
结果呢？
但档案里记录的事实极其诡异。
The facts recorded in the results and outcome files are extremely strange.
在针对斯尔维特的漫长审判记录中
In the long trial against Seal,
无论是原告还是法官
whether the plaintiff or the judge,
根本没有人在乎他的那些解剖学手稿。
No one cares about his anatomical manuscripts.
哇
，Lau，
一次都没提过吗
？Have I ever mentioned it？
几乎没有。他的医学发现
，Almost none of his medical discoveries，
甚至都没有出现在控罪清单上。
They were not even listed on the list of charges.
你要知道。
You should know.
在16世纪发现肺循环
In the 16th century, pulmonary circulation was discovered.
绝对不会让你被绑上火刑柱
I will never let you be tied to the stake.
既然压垮他的根本不是什么医学发现
Since his downfall wasn't due to any medical discovery.
那他到底是他到底碰了什么
What exactly did he encounter?
绝对不能碰的红线。
Things that absolutely cannot be touched.
真正的危机在于，他拿起笔向。
The real crisis is that he picked up a pen.
当时整个欧洲，注意，是整个欧洲。
At that time, the entire Europe.
不管是天主教还是更正教，最核心的信仰基石开了一炮。
Whether Catholic or Protestant, the core belief of the two is that God is one.
他写了什么
？What did he write?
斯尔维特写了一本名为《基督教的复兴》的书。
Sert wrote a new book called The New Christian Father.
在这本书里
，In this book,
他极其明显
，It is very obvious.
甚至带着挑衅意味地否定了那永恒的至高者的三个位格。
Even with a provocative denial of the three unsegmented eternal supreme beings.
也就是现代人常听说的三位一体。
This is the trinity that modern people often hear about.
没错。
Right.
就是这个。他认为圣子只是一个凡人。
He thought that the prince was just an ordinary person,
并非永恒存在
not eternal.
圣灵也没有独立的位格
The Holy Spirit has no independent disguise.
不仅如此
In addition,
他还强烈抨击当时普遍实行的婴儿洗礼。
He strongly criticized the widespread practice of infant baptism.
为什么反对婴儿洗礼？
He opposed baptism of infants.
他认为人生来是无垢的。
He believes that people are born pure.
不需要这种仪式。
No need for this ritual.
他觉得这是对信仰的亵渎。
He thought it was a sacrilege to his faith.
听到这里，作为一个现代人，
As a modern person,
包括正在听节目的你，
including those who are listening to the program,
你可能会觉得这有什么大不了的。
You might think it's not a big deal.
是的。
Yes.
在今天看来很不可思议。
This is very unbelievable from today's perspective.
对啊。
Yes.
在今天，如果有人提出这种观点，
If someone were to express this opinion today,
大家顶多觉得他在进行一场神学探讨。
At most, everyone thought he was having a theological discussion.
或者这是个有点小众的哲学思辨。
Or this is a rather niche philosophical speculation.
甚至在网上连个热搜都上不了。
Even if it doesn't even make it to the top of the trending search list.
哈哈。
哈哈。
确实上不了热搜。
Indeed, it won't be trending.
但是如果你把这种现代思维带入16世纪。
However, if you bring this modern mindset into the 16th century,
你就会完全无法理解这场悲剧。
You will completely fail to understand this tragedy.
所以当时的逻辑是什么样的？
So, what was the logic at that time?
在那个时代，
In that era,
我们必须理清一个社会运转的底层逻辑。
We must clarify the underlying logic of a society's operation.
中世纪到近代早期的欧洲，神学不是一门选修课。
In the Middle Ages to early modern Europe, theology was not a subject to be studied as an elective.
它是整个社会秩序的。
It is the entire social order.
怎么说呢？
How to say it?
可以说是承重墙。
It can be said that it is a load-bearing wall.
承重墙，这个词很精准。
The term load-bearing wall is very accurate.
对。世俗君主的统治合法性。
Regarding the legitimacy of secular rulers,
法律的绝对权威。
The absolute authority of law,
甚至是人与人之间的社会契约。
Even the social contract between people,
全部都建立在正统神学之上。
All of them are based on orthodox theology.
我试着把这个逻辑推演一下啊。
I'm trying to work through this logic.
也就是说，如果像塞尔维特主张的那样，
That is, if as Saville argued,
否定了这三个位格，
denied these three positions,
那么教会就失去了神圣的权威，
and the church lost its sacred authority.
没错。
Right?
第一块 domino 骨牌就倒了。
The first domino fell.
紧接着。
Subsequently,
如果教会没有权威，
if the church does not have authority,
君主就失去了统治的合法性。
The monarch lost his legitimacy to rule.
君主一旦失去合法性，
once a monarch loses legitimacy,
所有的法律就变成了一纸空文。
All laws have become mere words.
就是这样一个连锁反应。
That's how a chain reaction works.
天哪
！Oh my God！
他这哪里是在探讨哲学
？Where is he discussing philosophy？
他这简直是在拆毁整个欧洲的社会秩序啊
！This is simply destroying the social order of Europe。
完全正确。
Absolutely correct。
这就好比今天有人不仅要推翻各国的宪法。
This is like how today someone wants not only to overthrow the constitutions of all countries,
还要彻底废除货币和法律的概念。
We need to completely abolish the concepts of money and law.
让所有人回到无政府状态。
Let everyone return to anarchy.
难怪当时的人会觉得天塌了。
It's no wonder that people at the time thought the sky was falling.
极其生动的推演。
Extremely vivid depiction.
这里令人着迷的是。
What's fascinating here is.
在当时的集体心理中。
In the collective psychology of that time.
异端学说不是什么多元化的不同意见。
Heretical views are not about diverse opinions.
那是什么？
What is that?
它被视为一种能摧毁人类灵魂和社会根基的致命病。
It is considered a deadly force that can destroy human souls and social foundations.
病毒。
病毒。
对，一种传染病。
Virus, a type of infectious disease.
你必须站在那个时代普通人的视角去看。
You must stand in the perspective of an ordinary person in that era.
如果不把这个病毒彻底物理消除
If this virus cannot be completely physically eliminated,
整个社会就会崩塌
The whole society will collapse.
所有人都会遭受永恒的毁灭
Everyone will suffer eternal destruction.
这种集体恐慌应该就构成了后来所有惨剧最底层的时代底色了吧。
This collective panic should have formed the darkest background for all subsequent tragedies.
没错。
Right?
这就是大背景。
This is the overall context.
既然他触犯的是整个欧洲的底线。
Since he violated the bottom line of the entire Europe.
那他实际上就是全民公敌了。
In fact, he is a public enemy.
全欧洲的当权者都在通缉他。
是的，无处可逃。
All the rulers of Europe are hunting him, and he is on the run.
但这就有个巨大的谜团了。
But this also presents a huge mystery.
欧洲那么大。
Europe is so big.
他为什么偏偏一头撞进了加尔文所在的地盘？
Why did he stubbornly rush into Calvin's territory?
这太奇怪了。
This is so strange.
这就得从他们俩之间那段极其戏剧化的早年纠葛说起了。这两个人其实是老相识。
Oh?
This is where we need to start with the extremely dramatic early entanglement of these two people. In fact, they were old acquaintances.
他们早就认识。
They already knew each other.
对。
Okay?
早在他们二十多岁的时候
As early as their twenties,
也就是瑟尔维特刚开始发表那些惊世骇俗的观点时
when Saville first began to publish those earth-shattering and shocking views,
加尔文其实在巴黎冒着极大的被捕风险
Calvin was actually taking a huge risk by being in Paris,
试图安排一次秘密会面
arrange a secret meeting,
加尔文当时想干嘛？
What was Calvin planning to do?
当时的加尔文本意是想用经典里的真理。
The original intention of the Gall text was to use the truth from the classics.
把这个走偏的年轻人拉回正轨。
Bring this wayward youth back on the right track.
对，他其实是想救他。
He actually wanted to save him.
啊，
结果呢？塞尔维特领情了吗
？Did Saville feel love?
结果塞尔维特连个人影都没录。
The result is that Saville has no personal video recording.
直接放了加尔文的鸽子。
Just dumped me.
哇。
Well.
也太不给面子了。
For really being rude.
这仅仅是个伏笔。
This is just a foreshadowing.
到了后来。
Later.
两人开始了长达多年的通信。
They began a long-term correspondence.
塞尔维特不仅对加尔文的劝告嗤之以鼻。
Furthermore, Servet has not only dismissed Calvin's advice, but also,
他还做了一件杀伤力极强的事。
He also did something that was extremely destructive.
他干了什么
？What did he do?
他把加尔文写的一本非常重要的信仰著作。
He wrote a very important religious work on Calvin.
每一页都涂满了极具侮辱性的批注。
Each page was covered in highly insulting annotations.
然后打包原封不动地寄回给加尔文。
天哪
！Then pack it back exactly as it was, Calvin.
这是把对方的尊严按在地上摩擦啊
This is like rubbing someone's dignity on the ground.
加尔文肯定气疯了吧?
Did Calvin get angry?
加尔文也不是什么软弱的性格。
Calvin was not a weak-willed person.
我看到资料里写他
I read materials.
当时就给自己的老朋友写信。
When you have the opportunity, write a letter to your old friends.
放了狠话。
怎么说的?
How to say threaten?、
啊、
他说
He said,
说如果塞尔维特敢踏进日内瓦一步
If Seville dares to step into Geneva,
不,只要我还有一口气
As long as I have a breath,
七就绝不会让他活着离开
I will never let him live.
这仇怨已经完全摆到明面上了。
This hatred has come to a head.
啊，那时间来到1553。
That time came in 1553.
年塞尔维特的处境怎么样了
？What is the situation with Seal?
1553。
1953.
年塞尔维特在法国的维埃纳被天主教宗教裁判所逮捕。
Sassavit was arrested in Vienna, France, by the Catholic Inquisition,
并且已经被判处了
and has been sentenced.
火刑
已经被判了死刑
Hell has been sentenced to death.
对
Okay.
但他上演了一出极其不可思议的越狱
But he staged an extremely unbelievable sex scene.
逃出了天主教的死牢
Escaped from the death penalty of the Catholic Church.
就在这个节点
At this point,
上我完全无法理解他的行动轨迹
I completely don't understand his actions.
你看当时的欧洲地图
Look at the map of Europe at that time.
他做一个死里逃生的通缉犯
He becomes a fugitive.
四周全是抓他的人
Surrounded by people who were trying to catch him.
没错
，Right，
他可以说是四面楚歌。
He is in a desperate situation, surrounded by enemies on all sides.
按照常理
，According to common sense，
他应该隐姓埋名。
He should hide his identity，
躲到乡下
，Hide in the countryside，
或者逃往那些管控松散的边界地区
，Or flee to those loosely controlled border regions。
对吗
？Right，
是正常人的思维。
This is the way normal people think。
但他接下来的举动是大摇大摆的。
But his subsequent actions were decisive。
走进了加尔文的大本营。
Entered Calvin's headquarters。
日内瓦。
Geneva。
他明明知道加尔文对他恨之入骨。
He knew that Calvin hated him。
刚刚才死里逃生。
Just barely escaped death.
为什么还要跑去日内瓦
Why go to Geneva?
就不是刚出狼窝又入虎口吗
Isn't this just like a wolf cub entering the tiger's den?
塞尔维特虽然在医学或神学上是个天才
Although Seal is a genius in both medicine and theology.
但在政治嗅觉上
In terms of political acumen.
他幼稚的令人发指。
His childish and outrageous behavior.
他做出了一个极其致命的误判。
He made a very fatal misjudgment.
他误判了什么
？What did he misjudge?
他当时以为，既然日内瓦是一个反对天主教旧制度的改革城市
，He thought that since Geneva was a reform city that opposed the old Catholic system,
那就应该是所有反传统意见者的避风。
Then it should be a haven for all dissidents.
也就是说，他觉得既然你们都反对天主教
，In other words, he thought that since you all opposed Catholicism,
那我们就是一伙的。
Then we're a team.
对。
Okay.
更关键的是
，More importantly,
他听到了一些风声。
He heard some rumors.
知道日内瓦内部有一股强大的势力正在反对加尔文。
I know that there is a powerful force within Geneva that is opposing Calvin.
他天真的以为敌人的敌人就是朋友。
He was naive enough to think that the enemy's enemies were friends.
他想利用这股势力。
是的。
He wanted to take advantage of this power.
但他根本不知道自己正步入一个极其凶险的、正在日内瓦内部上演的权力的游戏。
But he was completely unaware that he was about to step into a very dangerous game of power that was being played internally within Geneva.
真正颠覆认知的地方来了。
Here's where the real paradigm shift happens.
回到我们在开场时提到的那个刻板印象。
Back to the stereotype we mentioned at the beginning.
很多人以为加尔文在日内瓦就像个土皇帝，
对，一言九鼎的那种。
塞尔维特一进城
，Many people thought that Calvin was like a local tyrant in Geneva who would enforce his will on everyone he met.
加尔文大手一挥，卫兵就把他绑上火刑柱了。
Calvin waved his hand, and the guards tied him to this stake.
大家都是这么想的。
Everyone thinks so.
但真实的历史完全不是这样。
But the real history is not like that.
对，档案显示了一个非常尴尬的真相。
The documents reveal a very embarrassing truth.
加尔文当时在日内瓦根本连判人死刑的权利都没有。
Calvin didn't have the power to sentence people to death in Geneva.
如果你仔细研究时
If you study carefully,
16世纪日内瓦的政治体制决定塞尔维特生死的这把刀。
The political system of Geneva in the 16th century determined whether or not the knife would kill Servetus.
其实握在一个叫做小议会的世俗机构手里。
In fact, it is held by a secular institution called the Small Council.
小议会。
对，加尔文只是个外来的宗教领袖。
Critics argue that Calvin was merely an outsider leader in the Calvinist church.
他甚至连日内瓦的公民权都没有。
He doesn't even have citizenship in Geneva.
也就是说
That is to say,
决定塞尔维特命运的其实是这群世俗政客。
The fate of Serville was actually determined by these secular politicians.
而且最讽刺的是
Moreover, the most ironic thing is,
当时在这个小议会里占据主导地位的
At this time, the dominant figure in this small council was,
是一群被称为自由派的本地权贵
They are a group of local nobles known as the Geneva.
没错
White.
这群人可是加尔文的死对头。
These people are Calvin's sworn enemies.
他们为什么反对加尔文
？Why did they oppose Calvin?
他们觉得加尔文在日内瓦推行的道德纪律太严苛了。
They found Calvin's moral discipline in Geneva to be too strict.
正愁找不到借口把他赶走呢。
I'm worried that I can't find a way to get him to leave.
哇
，Well,
啊，所以塞尔维特的出现。
Therefore, the appearance of Serville,
见对他们来说简直是天上掉馅饼啊。
But for them, it's like finding a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
你可以把自己带入到当时日内瓦小议会那群政客的视角里。
You can put yourself in the perspective of the politicians in the Geneva Small Council at that time.
现在，加尔文的头号神学死敌落在了你的牢房里。
Now, Calvin's number one theological enemy is in your cell.
嗯
Well,
这就有很有操作空间了。
This gives a lot of room for maneuver.
对呀
Right?
如果你立刻把塞尔维特烧了
If you immediately burn Seville,
那是顺了加尔文的意。
That was Calvin's intention.
但如果你纵容塞尔维特
But if you indulge Seville,
甚至用他来恶心
even use him to be disgusting,
加尔文
Calvin,
就能狠狠打击加尔文的威信
This will effectively undermine Calvin's authority.
这简直是完美的政治筹码
This is a perfect political tool.
难怪在狱中
It's no wonder that in prison,
塞尔维特得到了意想不到的优待。
Serevet was unexpectedly favored.
是的。
Yes.
自由派政客们经常去探监。
Liberal politicians often visit prisoners.
暗中给他通风报信。
Secretly provide him with information.
传递一种你能反杀加尔文的信号。
Send a signal that you can defeat Calvin.
这就解释了为什么塞尔维特在后来的法庭上表现得极其狂妄。
This explains why Serville behaved so arrogantly in later court proceedings.
史料记载
Historical records.
他不仅当庭辱骂加尔文
He not only verbally abused Calvin.
甚至还反客为主，要求
Even more, they demand the other party to make concessions.
议会判处加尔文死刑
Crush Calvin's chest.
不仅要判死刑
Not only must it be sentenced to death,
还要没收加尔文的财产补偿自己呢。
Still need to compensate for the confiscation of Calvin's property.
他真的以为这群政客会为了他杀加尔文啊。
He really thought these politicians would kill Calvin for him.
太天真了。
Too naive.
他完全没意识到自己只是一枚用来刺激加尔文的旗子。
He was completely unaware that he was just a flag to provoke Calvin.
而小议会为了彻底孤立加尔文，玩了一手极其阴险的政治。
Meanwhile, the town council played a very cunning political game to thoroughly encourage Calvin.
就
他们是怎么操作的
？How do they operate?
他们以为了保证审判的公正性为借口。
They used the excuse of ensuring the fairness of the trial.
强行暂停了案件。
Forcefully suspend the case of the incident.
把塞尔维特的案件赋予了多份，寄给瑞士其他的几个主要城市。
The case of Cesare Ritz provided several copies to other major cities in Switzerland.
比如苏黎世、博尔尼、巴斯勒去征求他们的意见。
For example, the lawyer, Sir Robert Peel, went to seek their advice.
这表面上听起来很合理啊。
This sounds reasonable at first glance.
像我们今天遇到重大疑难案件去听取外部的专家意见一样。
Just like we seek external expert opinions when encountering major and complex cases today.
为什么说是郑子秀？
Why is it Jane Zixu?
因为机制背后的动机才是关键。
The key is the motivation behind the mechanism.
小议会里的自由派政客们打的算盘是
The free-thinking politicians in the small council are playing a game of chess.
其他城市早就对加尔文的强硬作风有意见了。
Other cities had already expressed their dissatisfaction with Calvin's tough stance.
肯定会借机和稀泥给出一个轻判的建议。
I will definitely take the opportunity to give a light sentence to Sinny.
我明白了。
I understand.
只要其他城市建议宽大处理，小议会就可以名正言顺地当众宣布释放塞尔维特。
As long as other cities suggest that the small council should be given a wide berth, it can legally announce the release of Serbit.
对，这样一来
，In this way，
加尔文在日内瓦就将彻底威信扫地，小议会就能彻底摆脱教会的影响。
Calvin completely destroyed his reputation in Geneva, and the council was able to completely break free from the influence of the church.
这就是他们的剧本。
This is their script.
这真是一手借力打力的好算盘。
This is a clever and effective strategy.
自由派政客们肯定是满心欢喜的。
The politicians of the Friends of the People Party must be very happy.
等着看加尔文的笑话吧。
Wait for Calvin's jokes.
结果呢？当那些信使带着其他城市的回复
，The results were that when the messengers brought back the replies from other cities,
快马加鞭赶回日内瓦时
，Rushing back to Geneva,
事情的走向让所有人大跌眼镜。
发生了什么？
The turn of events shocked everyone.
那些回信就像一阵暴风雪，瞬间冻结了小议会的政治幻梦。
Those replies were like a blizzard, freezing the political dreams of the small council.
巴塞尔、苏黎世、沙夫豪森，所有城市的回信口径出奇的一致。
The responses from Basel, Zurich, and the city of Celle, all of which were involved in the murder of the monk, were surprisingly consistent.
而且极其冷酷。
And extremely cold-blooded.
都不愿意宽大处理。
None of them were willing to be lenient.
根本没有宽大处理。
There is no room for leniency.
可以说。
This theory...
他们不仅全盘否定了塞尔维特的交易
They not only completely denied the search transaction,
甚至博尔尼的回信里
even in Ball's reply,
还详细描述了
It also provides detailed descriptions.
如果不把这种毒瘤彻底清除
If this kind of cancer cannot be completely eliminated,
将会对整个信仰共同体造成多么可怕的破坏
What terrible damage will this cause to the entire faith community?
所以他们传递的信息只有一个。
Therefore, the only message they convey is one.
必须处死。
Must be executed.
绝不留情。
No mercy.
哇。
Well,
这下回旋镖狠狠地扎在了自由派政客自己的脸上。
This time, the boomerang has hit the free market politicians themselves.
他们本来想利用塞尔维特来彰显宽容。
They originally intended to use Seville to demonstrate tolerance.
打压加尔文。
To press Calvin.
结果发现整个瑞士都觉得塞尔维特是个必须被消灭的病毒。
The results showed that everyone in Switzerland thought that the virus was a must-kill.
没错。
Right.
局势瞬间反转。
The situation instantly reversed.
这时候如果他们还要强行保下塞尔维特
If they still insist on keeping Seville at this point,
那日内瓦就会沦为全欧洲的笑柄。
That day...Geneva will become a laughingstock of all of Europe.
甚至被其他城市联合抵制。
Even being jointly boycotted by other cities.
对吧
?Right?
他们承担不起这个政治代价。
They can't afford this political cost.
面对如此庞大的集体攻势的重压，小议会里的自由派政客们为了保住自己的权利，
In the face of the immense pressure from the collective company, the liberal politicians in the small council were forced to protect their own rights.
翻脸比翻书还快。
It's like turning over a book.
直接把塞尔维特抛弃了。
He was directly discarded by Seville.
对。
Okay.
1553年10月24日。
October 24, 1953.
曾经暗示会保护他的小议会全票通过了判处塞尔维特火刑的决议。请。
He had previously hinted at a resolution that would have condemned the entire council to be executed.
注意这。
Please note.
这里面投赞成票的全是加尔文的政敌。
这。
All of the people who voted in favor are from Calvin's faction.
是一个极其冰冷的真相。
This is a very cold truth.
塞尔维特的死表面上看是神学争端，被
The death of Severus appears on the surface to be a theological dispute.
后却是一场玩脱了的政治豪赌。
However, behind it all was a political gamble that went too far.
是的，是。
Yes.
一群政客为了自保，向时代共识低。
In a group of politicians trying to reach a consensus with the times.
低头而下达的冷血决断。
不过，在判决下达之后，还。
After the cold and resolute verdict was pronounced.
还有一个常常被历史忽略的细节。
There are also many historical details that are often overlooked.
加尔文作为起诉人之一，他
Here is one of the plaintiffs.
他向那个处处针对他的小议会提出了一个最后的请求。
He made a final request to the committee that had been investigating him.
请求将残酷的火刑改为斩首。
He has sought to bring about the cruel execution and beheading.
这在当时引起了不小的波澜。
This caused a significant decision.
我们现代人听到这种事儿
This is what modern people hear about this.
可能会觉得很讽刺
It might seem ironic.
你把人告上法庭
You sue someone in court.
别人被判了死刑
Someone was sentenced to death.
你又跑去求情
You're going to bed again.
说让他死得痛快点
听起来确实很矛盾
Saying that he should die a good death sounds contradictory.
但在16世纪那种把异端当成瘟疫的绝对语境下
In the absolute context of the 16th century, where heresy was considered a plague,
这已经是加尔文在那个历史局限里能做出的最大的让步和仁慈了。
This is the biggest concession and mercy Calvin could make in that historical context.
但小议会是怎么回应的
But how did the council respond?
他们迅速且毫不留情地驳回了加尔文的请求。
They quickly and decisively rejected Calvin's request.
连这个面子都不给。
Not even giving me face.
如果你看透了前面的政治机制，就会明白
If you look through the previous political mechanisms, you will understand.
这不仅是为了折磨犯人。
This is not just to torture prisoners.
小议会是在用这种冷酷的拒绝向加尔文。
The council is using this cold rejection to target Calvin.
也向整个城市宣誓杀人的权利。
Also, he swore to kill the entire city.
司法的绝对权威
Absolute legal authority
掌握在我们士族议会的手里
Under our control
就是说你说怎么杀不算数
That is, you say how to kill, but it's not counted
我们说了才算
没错
We only get it right when we say it
在这台庞大的国家司法机器面前
In the face of this vast national judicial machine,
加尔文也只是一个身不由己的齿轮。
Calvin was just another cog in the machine.
最终
Finally,
在1553年10月27日
On October 27, 1553,
日内
On the day,
瓦谢贝尔山坡上的烈焰
Flames on the slope of Mount Vashar.
还是升起了。希尔维特在这场混杂着信仰。
Still rising, the hill that in this mixed faith.
恐惧和权力博弈的烈火中化为灰烬。
In the fire of fear and power struggles, everything turns to ashes.
是的。
Yes.
一个悲剧的结局。
A tragic ending.
而加尔文也被这把火永远地钉在了历史的耻辱柱上。
And Calvin was forever branded on the historical shame column by this fire.
替那个时代的集体共识
To the consensus of that era.
背了五百年的黑锅。
Carrying a black hawk for 500 years.
历史的复杂性
The complexity of history.
就在此，故事并没有随着火焰的熄灭而结束。
啊？之后还发生了什么
？What happened after the fire went out in this story?
当我们把历史的镜头拉远，去审视这起事件
，When we zoom out and look at this event from a historical perspective,
留给后世的思想遗产是
，The intellectual legacy left to posterity.
你会发现人类观念的演变是多么的艰难和痛苦。
You will find that the evolution of human understanding is how difficult and painful it is.
快进到350年后的1903年。
Jump to the year 1903, 500 years later.
在当年执行火刑的那个山坡上。
On that hillside where only fire could reach.
对，发生了一件极具象征性的事情。
Regarding a very symbolic event,
一群深受加尔文思想影响的后裔们主动来到了那个充满血腥记忆的地方。
A group of descendants, deeply influenced by Calvinist thought, actively came to that place filled with bloody memories.
立下了一座纪念碑。
erected a monument.
你知道那上面刻了什么吗？
Do you know what is engraved on it?
那座碑上刻着一句话。
The inscription on the monument read a single sentence.
我每次读到都觉得非常震撼。
I am very impressed every time I read it.
上面写着，这是那个时代的错误。
It says that this is a mistake of that era.
良性的自由超乎一切。
The good freedom is beyond everything.
这块纪念碑完美地浓缩了人类文明在处理思想意见时所跨越的巨大鸿沟。
This monument perfectly encapsulates the vast chasm that humanity has traversed in dealing with ideas and opinions.
怎么理解这个鸿沟？
How to understand this gap?
在16世纪的集体意识里，
In the collective consciousness of the 16th century,
人们深信只有通过消灭肉体，
People firmly believe that only by eliminating the body,
才能净化社会和灵魂，
Only through self-cultivation can one purify society and one's own soul.
当时的社会认为，
At that time, society believed that
强迫统一的思想是维护社会运转的唯一方式。
The only way to maintain the smooth functioning of society is to enforce a single ideology.
但经过几百年的流血和反思，
However, after several hundred years of bloodshed and reflection,
今天的人们终于明白了一个道理。
Today, people finally understand the truth.
我们不再认为任何一种思想值得用生命去献祭。
We no longer believe that any idea is worth sacrificing one's life for.
我们将良性自由置于一切世俗和宗教权利之上。
We will place benevolent freedom above all tribal and religious rights.
没错。
Right?
这是人类在付出了惨痛的代价后，
This is the result of humanity paying a heavy price.
才艰难学会的宽容。
Promote tolerance in society.
这块棘手是用塞尔维特们的骨灰浇筑而成的。
This skull was made from the ashes of the Lord of the Servites.
所以当我们重新拆解这段错综复杂的历史时，
Therefore, when we re-examine the complex history of this era,
它绝不只是一个供人猎奇的古代悬疑故事。
It is not just a historical mystery story for people to be curious about.
它其实是一个极其精准的社会机制模型。
It is actually a highly accurate social mechanism model.
它向我们展示了当权力
It shows us the power.
无论是士族政客的算计，
Whether it's the scheming of secular politicians,
还是某种狂热的集体共识，
it's some kind of fervent collective consensus.
以绝对真理的名义去审判一个不合群的人时，
when judging someone who doesn't fit in under the guise of absolute truth,
事情会多么迅速地滑向暴政。
我们剥开了那层宗教迫害科学的简单外衣。
How quickly things can slip away like Baoshu. We can peel away the simple religious persecution of science.
看到了一个因为恐惧失去秩序而陷入疯狂的时代。
I saw a time when people lost their sense of order and went mad because of fear.
也看到了一群世俗政客如何熟练地操弄民意。
I also saw how worldly politicians skillfully manipulate public opinion.
这真的会让人联想到我们当下的生活。
This really makes me think of our current lives.
确实，历史总是惊人的相似。
Indeed, history is always surprisingly similar.
当我们今天回望16世纪，
When we look back at the 16th century today,
觉得那些全票通过火刑的小议会议员既愚昧又冷血。
I think those small council members who voted to pass the law by a unanimous vote are both ignorant and ruthless.
但是仔细想想
But think carefully.
今天在网络上
Today on the internet.
在现实社会中
In the real world,
当我们遇到那些挑战了
When we encounter challenges,
我们当代绝对正确价值观的人时
When we are contemporary people with correct values,
我们的第一反应是什么
What is our first reaction?
这是一个非常尖锐的问题
This is a very sharp question.
对啊
Yes.
当我们集体愤怒
When we collectively rage,
想要用网络暴力
Want to use online bullying
将他们彻底取消进行社会性死亡的宣判
To declare them completely eliminated
来保护我们认同的真理
When protecting the truths we identify with
是那种集体心理跟当年日内瓦小议会收到的那些冷酷的回信
That kind of collective psychology is like the cold, dismissive responses received at the Geneva talks.
难道不是惊人的一致吗
Isn't that amazing?
细思极恐
Deep thought.
我们以为自己在捍卫正义的圣火
We thought we were living a life of justice.
但也许在我们没有意识到的情况下
But perhaps without our awareness,
我们手中的不过是另一把用来排除异己的政治火把而已。
What we have in our hands is just another political torch used to eliminate dissidents.
这真的是一个值得。
This is really worth it.
你在节目结束后独自咀嚼的深刻问题，时代变了。
After the show, you alone pondered the profound questions.
但人性对于意见的恐惧真的变了吗
？As humanity's fear of opinions really changed.
感谢你今天陪伴我们一起潜入这片历史的深水区。
Thank you for joining us today to explore the depths of history.
希望这套旅程能给你带来不一样的视角和启发。
I hope this trip will give you a different perspective and inspiration.